What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Suisse. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. With another busy episode ahead with a player review. Yes, we are back to the player reviews as we continue our off-season content on the Locked On Blue Jays Network. Of course, you can find my work on Twitter at WeSports, where I'm appearing in Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, the Toronto Star, as well as play-by-play broadcasting of Saga 960 AM Radio.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today on the show, we're talking about Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Yes, the young outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to be talking about his 2021 season, what he did well, what he needs to improve on, and his future with the Toronto Blue Jays organization. And who better than to bring back on the program once again, MLB analyst Jen Smith. Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Let's get rolling here.
Did you have some pineapples before diving deep into this player?
I did not, no, but that was would have been a good idea.
Are you a pineapple person or no?
I'm not. And to be fair, I've only really ever had it on pizza and didn't enjoy it. So I don't know if I don't like pineapple or if I don't like pineapple on pizza.
So there's two
things. I need to revisit this, I think.
So there's two things you revealed there. One about whether or not you like pineapples, but then you unlocked about pineapple on pizza. So are you in that camp, Jen? Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
I say personally no to pineapple on pizza. I don't get it quite personally. However, pizza in all of its forms should be welcomed. So have what you want on your pizza. Good for you. Enjoy that slice.
Amazing. Great great words of wisdom as we start this edition of the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. But anyway, we are talking about Lourdes Gurriel Jr. today. Jen, interesting season for Lourdes. I mean, he's been around the club now. He's still a young guy. Big picture, what were your thoughts of Lourdes Gurriel Jr.'s 2021 season?
So interesting that you bring up the fact that he's still a young guy, because I'll just start off with a generality of my own. I often forget how old he is. Like, he just turned 28, right? So he was 27 during the season. I often think of him as being younger. And I think that's because he hasn't had that long in the major leagues thus far. And I also very much consider him a player who is still developing. So if I didn't know better and I had to guess, like, I just always think that he's a little bit younger than he actually is. And I don't know if you would agree with that or if, like Lourdes, I'm totally out in left field here.
You know what? Yeah, like he does feel a lot younger to me. Probably not as young as like a Bo or a Vlad, but I would maybe think like maybe mid-20s, like 25, 26. I say anyone who's younger than 30 is young still, in my opinion. But you're right. I mean, he is someone that, you know, this is sort of now he's entering the quote-unquote prime of his career. And this is this is an interesting piece for the Blue Jays, because I think this is a guy where if I were to sort of describe big picture as 2021 season, I just wanted more from him. I think we saw glimpses of what Lourdes Gurriel Jr. could do, particularly in the month of September. I know, very similar to George Springer, when we talked about him and did his player review, that was the case. But there's also like the beginning of the season where he was just abysmal, right? And that's something I think for Blue Jays fans, as we, you know, head forward, and obviously we're going to talk about his future with the club, but I think what Lourdes Gurriel Jr. do we focus on and really buy into? Do we buy into the fact that this is a guy had a really slow start in 2021, or do we buy in that, man, this guy's a dude who can really play and do really well like we saw in September?
So when it comes to Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and his offense, I tend to lean more towards this is a dude. He got off to an incredibly slow start, as you said. I mean, his April and May were pretty abysmal. And it was interesting, Jay Jaffe of Fangraphs noted that his turnaround seemed to come with MLB's crackdown on sticky substances. He started to strike out less on the fastball. So I thought that was an interesting note, and I'm sure that's true of a number of players across the league and not just him. But yeah, I mean, once you've got rolling and, you know, sort of seemed to find his stride, he put up some really incredible numbers. From August 1st until the end of the season, he slashed .308, .369, .568 with 10 home runs, right? In contrast to what he was doing in the first 6 weeks of the season, you know, where he was, you know, batting under .200, right? Like, that's quite the contrast. And I don't know if he's just a player, you know, the same thing with Edwin Encarnacion. Remember, he would usually start off a season quite slowly, and then all of a sudden he would get hot and stay hot. And, you know, everybody kind of knew that that was coming, and sure enough, he delivered. And I'm hoping that, you know, this slow start to the season that we saw from Lourdes might just be sort of something similar. It just takes him a little bit of time to hit his stride, and then he's good to go.
Yeah, and I think for me, what's impressive about Lourdes, because I think, look, the start of the season again, especially in 2021, I think needs to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt, just because of the fact that they were in different locations for the start. And really, once the Blue Jays returned to Toronto, finally enough, that's when Lourdes Gurriel Jr. really got going. Now, again, we'll have to see next year in terms of how much that will translate, but I think it's an interesting, you know, bit of a caveat there. But look, I mean, you know, you take the month of September alone, .301, .359, .634 slash line. He had 7 home runs, 6 doubles, 30 RBIs over just 103 plate appearances. That tied a Blue Jays franchise record for most RBIs in the month of September. Now, again, I think it's unfortunate there at the end that he got hurt and whatnot, but he really brought the Blue Jays back into this mix. You know, he was one of those guys, right? And I remember talking with you, Jen, on previous episodes covering the games where, look, there were games where the Blue Jays offense and the Blue Jays bigger bats weren't delivering, but it was Lourdes keeping the Blue Jays alive. So I think that's so important for a guy like Lourdes, who prior to this season hadn't played a lot of meaningful September baseball. Now that he did, I think it's, you know, can definitely lead to some great success going forward, hopefully.
Well, and he's, you know, had to make a lot of adjustments already in his career, right? The positional change, being sent down to the minors a couple of times, you know, one was to switch defensive positions. He's had to work on, you know, his plate approach. He's had injuries that he's had to deal with, right? There's been a fair amount of adjustments that Gurriel has had to make over his career so far with the Blue Jays. And, you know, it was really encouraging that he played in more games in 2021 than he had at any other point in his career, right? So he was able to hit certain career highs, you know, in home runs and runs scored and RBI, you know, because he didn't have any really long injury stints. He didn't, you know, get sent to the minors. Like, he, you know, he actually played the full season. And then, you know, to your point about him coming up big for the team when, you know, sometimes other people's bats would go cold, you know, he hit .368 with runners in scoring position. And for, again, for a guy who, you know, needs to bring the offensive stats because the defense is subpar a lot of the time, You know, it's, this is a guy that I think brings a lot of value to the team.
And I also think too, Jen, he adds to that dugout and clubhouse vibe. I mean, we talked a little bit about this when we chatted about Teoscar Hernandez in a player review, which you can check out in one of our previous episodes in the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. And look, Lourdes is someone that he has a lot of fun. He gets along with a lot of the guys. And I just think that that cool, laid back, have fun type of vibe, it just fits in with the personality of this young Blue Jays team and the fact that he's doing so well. And I think when he was having that hot streak there in August and September, the players really reveled in that. And mm-hmm. I just think that's really great to see, especially for someone where he hits in the lineup too, right? Like he's sort of, you know, towards the bottom of the order. And it once again just provided that depth that we see of this Blue Jays lineup.
You know, a lot of people don't like talking about those intangibles because it's not something, as we've previously said, that you can quantify. But Mark Shapiro, the other day in his media availability, did talk about the importance of character and how they are going to continue to go after players who they believe exemplify, you know, their core values as a team, right? And so if the people at the top are valuing these sorts of things, and we're also seeing it in the dugout, you know, I think that that's really important, particularly for a team with a young core, to actually be able to really gel together and, you know, perform as one. And I think that's probably part of what got them through some of the difficulties this season, being away from home for so long. And Lourdes is certainly central to that.
With MLB analyst Jen Smith, this is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We're talking about Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and it's 2021 season. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, let me talk to you about Green Room. This episode is brought to you by Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download once you're in. You can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. It's the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. Now go and download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all in the app, and I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Blue Jays room is live. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. All right, I'm back. Welcome to this episode of Locked On Blue Jays. Lucas Weiss alongside MLB analyst Jen Smith. I want to thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. So we talked about some of the things that Lourdes Gurriel Jr. did do well. I think when we look at improvements and things that, you know, he needs to get better at as he goes on for next year, the defense, Jen, is still an issue. And you alluded to that earlier in the last segment. I mean, is this just something that's just going to stick with Lourdes? What aspects of the defense does he need to get better at? Because again, the outfield is pretty important. And we've seen in big games, you know, having the ability to make those, you know, those throws to the plate, or just, you know, make, you know, being in the right place can really be valuable for a team in terms of defense and run prevention.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a game where, you know, every single win counts, as we saw this year, you know, it couldn't have been clearer. You know, it's really important not only obviously to score runs, but to prevent runs. And so defense absolutely matters. And Lourdes is a below average outfielder, let's be honest. Interestingly, he made 4 errors this season. 3 of them were throwing errors, despite having a really great arm. And so it just was a matter of, you know, making a poor throw or throwing to the wrong part of the field or something like that. And I'm not really sure, you know, obviously I think that can be improved upon, but I don't think you're ever going to see him, you know, be a good outfielder or a good fielder in general. You know, on the positive side, his D-WAR was 2.8, which for the first time was not a negative value. So that does suggest that he has improved.
Correct. And look, I think that's certainly the glaring weakness for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. But I think what the Blue Jays need to hope for is, like we said earlier, can the offense translate just beyond a couple months towards the end of the season? I mean, that to me is going to be the key question for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Because let's be honest, if the bat isn't working and you add on the defense, I mean, this is a guy that is a glaring hole on this lineup, right? Just given the fact that, you know, because of the defensive struggles. Now, again, you know, he can improve. He can, you know, try to work in spring training. But again, at this point in his career, you probably sort of know what you're going to get from a guy out in the outfield in terms of defense, which is why I think for the Blue Jays, they got to hope that his offense, his at plate, you know, plate appearances are really solid. Now, I'm not saying he needs to be, you know, like the Vlads or the Bows or the George Springers. But I do think, you know, you got to be better than that 195, right? Like in terms of how he started in April and May. But I think for me, that's going to be the big telling tale for Lourdes is that consistency.
Right. That's absolutely correct, because, you know, he doesn't bring enough defensive value to make up for a lack of offense if he's struggling at the plate. So if you take a look at his 2021 stats, you know, one positive thing was that he brought his strikeout rate below 20% for the first time in his career. He's actually, in general, swinging a little bit less and making a little bit more contact marginally. But he's still swinging too much at pitches outside the zone. And according to Baseball Savant, he ranks poor in chase rate and walk rate and very poor in outs above average. Like he's in the 4th percentile in outs above average. And so that has to be addressed, right? His, what he's swinging at the plate, that chase rate has to be addressed in order to further increase his value at the plate.
Yeah, and it's just interesting to me, Jen, because do you like where Lourdes is in terms of where he hit in the lineup? I mean, look, I think it's going to be interesting. Like, for example, you know, let's just, you know, hypothetically assume that Marcus Semien is gone. Do you sort of see everyone sort of move up the lineup? Do you think Gurriel is sort of perfect where he is? He seemed to do well there towards the end of the season. I'd be curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I think he settled in nicely to where he was hitting in the lineup. Obviously, any shifts that would be made depend on who they pick up this offseason. But for the most part, you know, I feel like he established a comfort level in that particular place in the lineup. And so I personally wouldn't think about moving him. Again, all dependent sort of on who they pick up this offseason. And just hope that he has a really good spring training, works on some of these improvements. And then, as you said, you know, maybe it will just be the difference of actually starting the season in Toronto. And, you know, it like, and that will be really interesting, not just for Lourdes, but like across the board, right? To see how this team fares when they start off playing in Toronto in front of fans, like right off the bat. But, you know, the other thing, sorry, that I just want to add with regards to Lourdes is that, you know, whatever value he is currently providing either at the plate or on the field, you know, he is on a very team friendly deal, right? It's hard to beat that deal in terms of, you know, the team's perspective, right? He's not arbitration eligible until 2024. He's a free agent in 2025. You know, his average value, annual value is $3.1 million. So, you know, I think what they're getting from him at that value in particular is great.
That's a very good point. And I think the last thing I'll add before we end this segment is, again, it sort of goes back to my question about what Lourdes are we going to get next year? Because I think we've seen this often, right? We've seen the flashes, but it's small sample sizes, right? And the issue and the question that you have to ask is, okay, is there something there to the small sample size? Is it just a very limited hot streak, or can you have a breakout? But I do agree that the plate discipline improving, especially, you know, it does tend to improve with age, but it is a positive sign, because I think, you know, that's going to be important for him. I think the big question is going to be, can this go on for a longer period than a couple months? MLB analyst Jen Smith. We're on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We're going to be back to talk more Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in just a bit. But first, let me talk to you about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is truly something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves, from raspberry mint brownie to double chocolate, strawberry, orange, and cookies and cream. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too, from 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off at built.com. We're back and better than ever at BetOnline.ag, a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball, football, and baseball action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, we're back. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst Jen Smith. This is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Again, I want to thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. The future of Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Jen, I think is a very interesting one. And I feel like this conversation has been talked about a lot. We're about to have it right now, which is, really, is Lourdes Gurriel Jr. going to be part of the Blue Jays' future plans as a franchise, or is he going to be a trade chip? You did mention earlier the friendly deal, and I think that's what makes him such a valuable trade asset potentially, because of the fact that teams would not be inheriting such a large contract or what have you. So that makes him a valuable bargaining chip. But again, if I'm other front offices, I'm sort of talking about what we just talked about in the last segment, which is the inconsistency. So where are you at in terms of Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and his future with the Blue Jays? And do you see him as a trade chip or not?
Given the team-friendly contract, he obviously has trade value, right? He's a good offensive player when he gets on his streaks. The defense is what it is, but with what team would be paying him, you know, there definitely is upside there. For that reason, however, the fact that there is upside without paying a lot of money, I don't think he's going to get traded. I think that he is next year's Blue Jays left fielder. That's where I see him. I think that, you know, any gaps that sort of need to be filled in the lineup will be done either via free agency or trade. And, you know, the amount of money that they're paying him, which is not very much, means that there's payroll, you know, that is freed up for other potential signings. So I don't think he's going anywhere. That's my sense of things.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with the bargain contract. I think the interesting thing is, though, is beyond the year of control, what do the Blue Jays do? And do you think that this next season for Lourdes then would be sort of a make or break type of season for him? I mean, do you think that this is sort of going to be, let's see what we got from you, right? In terms of whether or not we're going to think about signing him to a longer term deal.
Yeah, I think that would be fair. I mean, 2021, as we've already noted, was kind of a strange season, right? You know, for Lourdes, it very much was sort of a tale of two seasons, you know, one in which he was extremely cold and one in which he was extremely hot. Which is the real Lourdes? It's difficult to determine when there were a lot of other weird factors that were going on this past season. 2020, put an asterisk beside it because that was a sprint and not a marathon. And I don't think too much can be deduced from that season, right? Going back before that, you know, like we said, at one point he was an infielder. He was sent to the minors. He learned a new position. So there was a lot going on. There's been a lot going on with Lourdes. So I think it would take another full season, 162 games played under more quote unquote normal circumstances to maybe have a better idea of exactly who this guy is. And then the Jays can decide, you know, do they want to try to extend him or are they just going to, you know, end up allowing him to sort of walk in free agency?
Yeah. And I think the danger, and this is what I've always said about Lourdes. Now, again, he is, you know, he's getting up there in age, but I think that's going to be the big question mark, because again, we've seen the Blue Jays give a big offer to someone in his 30s already in George Springer, right? In terms of free agency. So we've seen that the Blue Jays front office isn't necessarily afraid to do that. Now, the issue is going to be come 2023. Well, you got to think, right? Like, what about Vlad? What about Bo? What about Teoscar? What about, you know, all these other pieces? And if Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has a big season, like, it's going to complicate things. Now, I'm not saying, you know, who knows, right? I mean, you know, I mean, if I were to sit here right now and say, like, I don't think he's going to have an MVP type season, but you never know, right? Like, he could certainly improve and put himself into the mix where he and his representation believe, you know, we're certainly worth a lot more than what this deal, which we signed. You know, that 7-year contract worth $22 million with the Blue Jays back in 2017. And the issue to me is, by trading Lourdes, have you just given up a piece that could go on to do really good things? That to me is the issue, as well as what you're going to get in return, which I don't think is necessarily going to be all that glamorous, Jen.
No, I don't think that there's any trade out there that's going to, you know, knock their socks off and say, yes, here you go. Here's Lourdes on a silver platter. Take him, please. You know, and that's the thing, right? So I think there's more value in keeping him and seeing what he can do versus trading away that potential.
So it's going to be interesting. And I think Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is one of these guys in a different way to George Springer, because I think Springer, of course, had the injuries. But I think they're similar in the sense that we saw what they could be towards the end of the season. We saw what they could do when the games really matter. And you hope, in the case for Lourdes, that that continues just for a long period. And I think you're right. This contract is a bargain. And I think you've got to just, for these next two seasons, really see what he's got and hope that where he is, the value he's being paid, that he can provide that solid piece of hitting, backing up all the big horses on that Blue Jays lineup.
Right. And, you know, Shapiro, you know, alluded to the fact that, you know, there's a list of things that they sort of need to do, and everything sort of has its own timeline. They don't have to rush anything with Lourdes, right?
No.
They can do other business and address other things before having to address Lourdes Gurriel and that situation, right? So they've got time to figure out what they want to do. And I think it's also been pretty clear that, you know, they're not afraid to walk away from a player if the price does get out of their range, right? So I don't think they're worried about that aspect of it.
Not at all. And it's going to be interesting. I think once the trade deadline rolls around, like I feel like there are names there that just always seem to come up during trade deadline. I think Lourdes will always sort of be one of those names, but I think you can't ignore the fact what he was able to do. And if they see value, why not just keep him around for the next two seasons on this deal? And the hair is pretty solid, Jen, I must say. The hair has certainly become a fan favorite.
It's incredible, really. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he uses any product in that, but it's phenomenal, really.
Definitely, definitely. Jen Smith, MLB analyst, where can people find you on Twitter?
People can find me at baseball_Jen, and that is Jen with two N's.
Yes, that is MLB analyst Jen Smith. All right, guys, thank you so much for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. Again, we're going to be back throughout the week. More player reviews to come. I want to also mention that the mailbag is open. So if you have any questions that you want to ask Jen or myself about the team, players, anything that comes to mind about your Toronto Blue Jays, please send us a DM on Twitter or email us, and we'll definitely get to it once we do the mailbag episode. Now, make your second listen of the day Locked On MLB, hosted by Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully. He brings you his unique perspective on the major leagues past and present. It's free and available on all platforms, which is a reminder that Locked On Blue Jays is also available on all platforms and free. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. You can find the Locked On Blue Jays. So for this episode of Locked On Blue Jays, I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. Have yourselves a wonderful night.